One person is the environment, the other one is going to explore. There's two ways of exploring. At first, you're really starting, you close your eyes, and you're starting really to get to know what is there. Like any way you are interested in. And you stay on a very small area, like you stay, like you don't start to kind of like wander around. Okay, you really stay where you started, like in this area that you are studying. So we start with the eyes closed, and then also like the second phase is like we do it with the eyes open, and just to notice what is happening when you open your eyes and doing the same activity. I go fast, huh? So you're interested in this. Like you exploring this. Okay, second option that you have is that.
That's okay.
Second option that you have is that this is still your environment, but you are going to use it to explore yourself. But that's what I'm talking about. The two sides of touch is like you are using this environment to explore, to give sensation to yourself. So you are becoming the center of attention. So now the environment has to be a little more active. Like if, for example, like if I'm into exploring like more depth, then the environment has to kind of react or adapt to my interest. Same thing with eyes open. So noticing, what does it change when you do the same thing and you have touch and you have vision. You can have like very close vision. So here I'm really like focusing to myself. Sensation to myself. Like I'm using Kathy to get to know myself. Yeah? Is that clear? More or less? Yeah? Okay. I'm describing everything. Then, after a moment, we've changed wall, we've done it, like two people have done it. Just look at the space, everything included, and you choose a spot that you are interested in. So the idea is that you're gonna like the spiders. The idea is that you're gonna start also with one hand. You're gonna start to explore this little spot that you have been going to. Open the eyes. Same thing. Closing the eyes again. And the thing is that in this, now you're going to start to, like from the hand, you're going to start to involve more and more and more the entire body to the exploration. So you started from your hand, then you're going to start to, you can start to really get involved with more of the body. Same thing, you're interested in what you're touching. But you start to engage. More the entire body. Eyes open. Second option, using this environment to give sensation to yourself. Any kind, can be very, very small. So of course, as you're engaging more of the body, the area that you are using to explore yourself is going to expand a little bit. But what I would like to avoid is that you're starting to travel.
Mm.
So it's not about traveling. It's really about like staying somewhere, like in a surrounding. Yeah. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the physical exploration. I'm gonna guide it through. If I see that people are lost, I will you know add some information. And the last and the drawing thing we're gonna do. So I have some paper, I have some pens. For everybody. I will leave the paper somewhere so you can go and take some paper. The idea is that you're going to use a black pen that I can provide. You're going to just take a moment to revisit the experience that you had. And especially the experience that you had with the space. And when you feel ready, you're just going to go for whatever is coming back. Whatever memory, it can be the memory of a texture, can be the memory of a gesture, can be the memory of a sound, can be an image. You're just going to go for trying to translate this sensation into a gesture that would make a drawing. So I'm really trying to stay connected to my experience. So it's not about like wandering again, it's about staying like connected to something framed. And there can be some pauses, like doesn't need to be like a drawing and writing, I mean drawing all the time. So the idea is that you're recalling, you're revisiting and recalling the sensation that you had. Okay. Then we take a time to look at our drawings. And then we take a time to place it in relation to the environment that we've been in. So I have some kind of a pad, like something you can use to stick.
you find a way that it stays where you want it to stay.
Okay. When you say environment, is it going to be inside the studio?
Yeah. Okay. You stay inside the studio and you choose you choose a kind of a spot. Like you don't travel around.
Okay.
You choose a space, like that's why I'm very interested in that this idea of staying like
but we choose in the studio.
Yeah, in the studio. Yeah, otherwise it's gonna be like a hello, where are you? Okay.
With a partner, we don't change.
Yes, of course. I'm gonna say so. Okay. I'm gonna say change role.
Okay.
I'm gonna say everything like eyes closed, eyes open, change role, eyes closed, eyes open. Okay, leave your partner. Look at the space. Find the spot. Space. Go for the spot. I'm gonna stay. I mean, I'm gonna repeat every part of it. Is that okay? It's a lot. Huh? But okay. Something else, like I've noticed that it's. I mean, I have something like that to draw because this is like very not nice to draw on it. But there is also, like, for example, there's a piece of wood here you can use if you want. And also there is this we can use to draw on. There is also this.
Okay.
So when it's time to draw, we can organize ourselves. Like you have a kind of a surface that you can use to draw on. Yeah? Okay. Should we go?
Yes.
Okay. So. Find a partner.